hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Provs. I'm Ronnie. Hi, everybody. Guess who I'm with today? It's crazy, but he's handsome. Looks good in a tux. Beautiful skin, beautiful heart. Beautiful skin, heart. Heart skin. Beautiful heart skin as well, if you look deep inside. It's Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. Oh, thanks for the heart skin compliment. I really appreciate that.
Well, hey, you know, something people often overlook because it's on our insides, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of you need to exfoliate your hearts, okay? That's what I'm saying. Get better heart skin.
Go to the heart dermatologist.
Everyone, welcome to the show today. Today is a Crappens On Demand day, so we're on video for those of you on Patreon. Crappens On Demand level, hello! If you want to do that, go join Patreon, okay? Recently, we did the Dubai reunion part one. We did Winter's Crappening. Our Game of Thrones every week is on demand. We did the Girls in Paris, Real Girlfriends in Paris preview, recap breakdown thing on there. Super fun. Also, Winter's Crappening is our Game of Thrones podcast. Join that. Subscribe to that podcast, won't you? It'll make us feel so good. And actually, a lot of you did subscribe to it. So thank you, because we were actually like a number 75 this week,
which is Crappening was?
Yeah, and TV and film, you know. But for us trying something new, it's not so bad, you know.
There's a lot of competition for the Game of Thrones podcast right now. Like, there's like a million of them out there.
There are so many of them out there, you know. And God bless them. Yeah. We want to beat them all. So, you know.
Yeah, God bless them. I mean, you know, we want to be in the mix.
Yeah, so mix us in there. Okay, I think we're probably the last rated one. But who cares? We're having fun. Okay, so come listen to it. Also, Take a Seat is our Monday live show. Ben is going to be at the Emmy Awards this week because he's very fancy, but I'm still going to be there. So come. I think it's just going to be a big round robin, more talking to you guys. So come. Come bitch with me.
Yeah. Okay? Sorry I'm going to be missing it, but I'm like really excited to go. I already talked early this week that I went to the Creative Arts Emmys, and I'm really, really excited to go to the Big Boy Emmys happening on Monday. So I'll bring back all the stories. Yeah. I'll talk about all the hors d'oeuvres I ate. That's what's going to come down
Best to. Performance by an hors d'oeuvre in my mouth. So that's Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern time on the Spotify. I'm so sorry. What is wrong with me?
Spotify Live. It's Thursday.
Okay, yeah, Spotify Live app. Thanks, Spotify. Sorry, that wasn't intentional. Okay, everybody. Today is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know, we're recording not late today, but we usually record this a little earlier, and I didn't watch it until after I feel like the world watched it. And so I watched it this morning, and I was reading comments in bed last night on Twitter. Oh, my God. People are very, very upset. I mean, I was very stressed out going to bed. I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to sleep when I know Kyle has done all of this? And it turns out I slept really well. So, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, that's not so bad. I had it really built up in my head, like, oh, the whole show's going to burn down tonight. No, Erica's just who we've always told you she is. And everybody has been able to kind of see that under her surface. But man, did she really come out as Cruella tonight? I mean, watch your puppies, okay?
Yeah, her inability to understand optics is like so fascinating to me. Like, she's just really holding on to this, like, this bad girl image in a way where you're just like, you know what, girl, you know. Yeah, she talks a lot about how this is going to be settled in a court of law, not the court of public opinion. Well, bad news. You are a celebrity, and you're also ostensibly a performer. And guess what? Celebrities and performers have to pay attention to the court of public opinion. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it goes. And the fact that she's like unwilling to pivot, or she's unwilling to even realize this, like, every single person knows that sometimes you just gotta take it on the chin, even if you probably feel like you don't deserve it. How many CEOs?
I mean, you think Erica hasn't had to take it on the chin before? Nobody gets that money without taking it on the chin just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, if there were some massive scandal with – actually, there was. United Airlines, remember there was a few years ago, there was, like, that video of, like, terrible things happening on that plane. Was it, like, a flight attendant punched someone? It was some chaotic thing. The CEO had to resign, I think. You know what? I'm not sure about that. Fact check me.
But I want to know, why did they resign? What happened?
Well, I mean, just there was such bad PR around it. I remember that he had a response that was not good. Or the point is this. This happens all the time with corporations. For example, not just corporations. Like, something goes wrong, and the CEO, I guarantee, had nothing to do with it, but eventually the CEO says, I have to step down. Like, this happens. People often have to step down, and Erica is not a CEO of anything notable. But the point is that people sometimes... you have to do something that shows, like, okay, I'm gonna make this gesture to show that, like, I care, you know?
Yeah, like, and Diana.
Erica's, like, not willing to do it.
Like Diana having like the Diana. Worst PR crisis of any housewife in a long time lately, and then being like, oh, I've donated $100,000 to victims. I'm like, okay, where are those receipts? And what charity exactly? Did you start one yourself? What? I need some proof of this.
And
man.
In fact,
did she start her own? I knew it. She started her own charity for Erica, or for Tom's victims, which I don't like Erica, but I think it is important to stress. It is Tom's victims, okay? And I think everybody knows that. But Erica seems to be trying to change the narrative to, I didn't steal from these people. No one said you stole from the people, ma'am. Okay. So anyway, Diana has this thing where she's donating. I'm all over the place today. Sorry, my ADD is.
It's completely okay. We're getting it all. We're getting all the rants. I'm sorry to interrupt. We're getting the ranting out now, yes. So that way we can have levity later.
And levity, because we're going to be watching Southern Charm later, so we'll have some levity tomorrow. Okay. So So Diana came out with this charity. Immediately fishy. What do you think about this charity?
Well, you know, one of our listeners and active Discord members, Elisa, she had an interesting little thing on Twitter that she posted. And I kind of, you know, she brought up some interesting points, which is that, like, basically this charity, it's Diana's foundation that she just basically only recently founded. She found it through giving.org, which I guess is... like, you can basically start, you can launch a digital nonprofit in 5 minutes or less. And essentially, it's like this money, this $100,000 donated on this exact day is going into Diana's foundation. It's not necessarily going to the victims. It's being claimed to be going to the victims. And then the question is, like, how is it going to get to the victims? What are they going to do? How much of an administrative cut are they going to take? So it's already like... it's like, okay, smooth move, but like, you still have to do more work before this was really, you know, considered something really wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say on the surface, like, you know, one hopes that it's a sincere gesture, because if it is, it's really cool.
Bullshit. But okay, this is some
Diana
bullshit.
Does not have
this
a bad reeks. She has a bad track record.
This reeks of bullshit. Okay, so I don't know that it is. So you can keep your suing pants on, ma'am. But I would love to see what Ms. Rio Gomez thinks about this, and I'm sure she'll have something to say. So anyway, there's that. Also, I just going back to the start of this, I hate the word optics. I hate it. I think it's such bullshit that everybody's like, the optics, like, we're not all running for fucking mayor, okay? I don't care about optics of every little thing. And I think if you think something, sometimes it's okay just to fucking say what you think, and I'm sick. Because optics makes it like, you're just putting things in a more polite way so you're not hated, but you're learning to veil your true thoughts and your true grossness, and then it makes it harder for the rest of us to figure out what's really going on. So I hope that less people use optics. But was leading up to a very large but.
I knew it was leading to a but, but I have a response to what you just said. But,
well,
but
you put in your fucking first. Request, okay? Write it on a little slip of paper.
You do your but. Listen, Ronnie, optics, okay?
But, girl, even I was like, Erica, no! I mean, yeah. I don't even like Erica. And if we were in a car together, I would have put out my arm to, like, protect her from going through the windshield. Okay? I was like, no, what are you doing? No! Dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, I think the optics argument goes both ways. Like, you know, it's shitty when people are hiding their true intentions for quote-unquote optics to look good. But it also goes the other way, which is like, hey, you need to change how you're talking because you're making yourself look bad. right? Like you're being, it's not that you're being too honest. It's that you're not saying it right. And people are going to get the wrong impression of you actually in a bad way.
You have to be acceptable. People have to, you know, accept what you're saying. Like when you're running for office or something, that's what I always think about it. Like you have to be more acceptable to people. You know, we all have to, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Like, you don't want bullshit.
In other words, it's beyond optics. It's beyond making it look good. It's about being good. It's about doing the right fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that people have to change everything to make it look like they're doing good or look like it makes them seem like they're saying the right thing. Just try to do the right thing. You know what I mean?
It's not called fiber do the right thing. What? Okay? It's not called fiber do the right thing, okay?
Fibro.
Stupid. I was just making a stupid pun. Anyway, I agree. Everyone should just do the right thing. I think where I get frustrated with Erica and her optics is that it's like she is doing things that is making her life harder. And at the same time also seems to be playing the victim. Like, well, look, I was performing. Now I can't book a job. It's like, yeah, but you also are like acting like an asshole. Like, don't you see? Like, you sit here and complain about people coming for you. But like, sorry, I'm about to sneeze out a whole bunch of Erica. Should I let it out? And it passed. I knew if I spoke it wouldn't happen. But she complains about like, oh, like here I am. People are coming for me all the time. It's like, don't you realize though that like, If you made these gestures and did present an optic like you cared, then maybe you wouldn't be getting as much heat.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole thing that's so frustrating. It's like, just do like the such simple things,
right?
You know? And honestly, when it comes to these earrings, I kind of feel like had she just shown more compassion along the way, that people would be pretty chill about her keeping the earrings until like something was settled, right? But it's just that she's so unwilling to lead with that. She leads with like, look at what happened to me. I'm a victim too. And like, no one wants to hear that. Like if you are someone who lost a loved one in that plane crash and you are maybe even a loved one who was like the breadwinner for your family and you were owed money, do you really want to turn on the TV and hear her say like, I only think about myself? Like, why would I give away these? Like, and also by simultaneously bragging to Garcelle, like, oh yeah, these earrings, $1.3 million. You don't want to. It's so obnoxious. And she just doesn't seem to realize that like, that there are just steps that she could be taking to make her life and other people's lives easier.
Well, you know, thankfully she's not taking those steps because that would be addressing the optics, which would be hiding her true nature, which is a selfish little fuckface, okay? And so I'm glad that she's not worried about the optics because we get to see her for the true Grinch she is until the third act when he turns nice. Okay, yeah. So let's get into this, Ben, shall we? Did you hear about the earrings, Ben? That was our first.
I mean, the sad thing is the thing that I'm most angry about, Ronnie, is really the tequila situation, but we'll just get to that. I'll save that for later.
Yeah. Well, because this is the big trip with her, you know, villainizing Kathy. So I think the whole season, we've all been so excited to see what Kathy does. So far, Team Kathy, okay? And I know that's not great optics, okay? Because I know that a lot of people aren't. But so far...
No, I'm Team Kathy.
So far in this particular argument, no reason not to be. I mean, they're monsters. This is a cast of fucking monsters, okay?
Yeah, really? They are monsters, and the really? More they... The more they just think they're always piling on to the right thing and they just always miss. It's amazing.
Every time. So we start at Kyle's sad little Aspen duplex, which you were correct about. It's a duplex. Good call.
Thank you.
I love that you're such good duplex spotter.
My duplex star is really strong.
I can spot Coke habits and you can spot like shared walls.
I can spot the sense that like we have to be a little quiet because the neighbors might hear because we have a shared wall.
Yeah. So there's a very I've never seen a more confused deer head hanging on a wall. We get a close up of this like deer head, which is so gross, hanging on the wall, and it's like it's giving side eye. Like, why am I on this fucking wall? I'm on like a shared wall. Get me out of here. It's give the deer is giving side eye emoji.
The deer is definitely like, I was beheaded for a duplex, not even like a chalet. Really? When Sicily, she winds up in the freaking lodge and she doesn't even do shit. She barely even eats, and her skinny ass head is in a lodge and I'm in this duplex.
Yeah. And then the next shot we get is of this poor dog Storm, who's just dying to run away. You know, and Kyle's always talking about how Storm, watch Storm, because Storm's going to run. Kyle, why do your dogs always want to run? I mean, this dog is laying right by the door with his nose right under, like, maybe this can open soon and I'll finally get away.
Storm is definitely like the foster child or something in a Dickens novel, just like trying to get out and start a new life in the big city. Just needs to get out of there.
Yeah. So Rinna is down there making coffee, looking for stevia. And Kyle's like, well, sorry, but I'm still not over those shoes that Kathy showed up in. I sent a text to my nieces, Paris Hilton and the lesser but still really rich Nikki Hilton. And I said, you should see the shoes your mom showed up with. And she was wearing socks up to her calves.
Kyle trying to get mileage out of Kathy's amazing flex that A, she got free slippers from the hotel, and B, that they're like good quality slippers, and C, that she's so rich she can just wear slippers to an airport and show up in Aspen in them. And Kyle just so does not get it, and she just thinks she is just like tearing Kathy down, and it is such an amazing royal backfire.
It is. And the whole episode, you know, I was thinking, and a lot of the tweets and stuff I was reading were like, why is Kyle like constantly coming for Kathy and her purse and her shoes? Why is Kyle so bothered? You know, I don't get it. And then it kind of dawned on me towards the end when they were at the restaurant together in this episode. Kyle is upset because she thinks Kathy looks down on Aspen. Right? Because Kathy won't take her nice purse. She won't even bother putting on nice shoes. And she even says, like, I don't want to waste the purses. She says, no, Kyle says that about her. But she says something like, I don't want to bring a nice bag to Aspen, making it like Aspen's this shitty part of town, you know, and like she would only go to Vail or something. And I think Kyle feels like the rich sister is coming in and judging her poorness. And it actually makes me more team Kathy, because that is level of passive aggressiveness or passive aggression that is just, that's Olympic level passive aggression, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. My theory was that, I mean, I think there's like a lot of reasons why Kyle is doing this. And I think they all interweave together. But my theory was also that I think Kyle wanted to kind of bask in the reflected glory of her sister being super wealthy. Like, she just wanted Kathy to show up with a hugely expensive bag and like outshine Diana. And the fact that she didn't, and that Kyle can't be like, yeah, that's like, I'm sisters with that, also was frustrating for her. I feel like she both wants to shit on Kathy, but also brag about Kathy. And I think she's like caught going back and forth. But I think your thing about that, like Kathy is just looking down on this whole thing, like it's some sort of plebeian, you know,
Aspen
charity case.
I mean, it does have kind of ass in the name. So I'm just saying, who would bring a purse? Who would bring a nice purse? I do have, though. I left them at the Waldorf.
But then Kyle has this weird reaction to the slippers where she's like, I don't even want those slippers in my house. Okay. I'm not washing them. Those are her hotel slippers. And it's just so like, it's so try hard. It's so try hard to be fancy. You know, it's like Kyle being new money is like never more present than in this moment. And Kathy is not new. Kathy is not old money, but she married into like LA's version of old money. And so she like knows the ways. And Kyle just can't like conceive of it. Cannot conceive like the fact that she wants to throw out Kathy's slippers is also, by the way, so not fair. Kathy liked those slippers.
Well, you know what they say. Wealth whispers, money says be open and honest. So Kyle's like, ew, I'm not going to wash those. I don't want them in my house. Those are hotel slippers. Ew. And Rena's like, and what about this face roller? Face roller. This is crazy. This is going to be my thing. Face rollers. I love face rollers. So Kyle's like, oh my God. And this trip, like the level of exhaustion is beyond. It is beyond.
Yeah, Rena's like, yesterday was a long day. That was a long day. Plus, Diana was out of control. I mean, she was in pain. She was in pain. I mean, you heard it comes out of rage at times. She was in a lot of pain.
She was just upset about Lois. She was upset about Lois. You should have seen her. She was sobbing on the way to the car, and birds just started descending upon her. It was pain. A lot of pain.
She had some crystallized sugar on her lips that were very sharp. And so one go around with that tongue, it really hurt. It's just in pain. A lot of pain.
So then Erica comes up and they're talking about how they're going skiing, but Erica's not going to go. And she's like, I've had 3 knee surgeries. I can't have a 4th. All right. That's a lot of knee surgeries. I think Erica's a medical exaggerator. You know, on this show, we had Yolanda, the medical exaggerator, and I think it's like a tradition because we had like the whole like Tom fell off a cliff and then burglars were there and then, you know, he went blind, but then he got eye surgery, but then.
Right. Yeah, he was broken. They had to do surgery on his ankle in order to get to his brain.
Yeah. I think she's just kind of a Dr. Paul, like Paul Bunyan DDS, you know. Is DDS a dentist?
Yes, but she would say it's a doctor. She's like, well, I did a residency at Mount Sinai Hospital for my DDS. Like, So Kyle is, she's like, well, Erica, we're talking about the obvious. Sutton and that, you know, that whole thing. And like, you know, it's funny because like when I talk to Sutton one-on-one, I get her humor. I mean, like, she shares it with me. And then in the group, I can't figure her out. She's so confusing after I throw her under the bus.
Yeah, you know? It's crazy. I mean, you hire a couple of demons to come in and spell out open and honest, and suddenly she's crying. I just don't get it. And Rena goes, oh, yeah, it's very high school. And Erica's like, yeah, because one minute she's great, and then she gets around the group, and Rena's like, yeah, Mean Girls. And Classic's like, yeah, it's classic Mean Girls. Like, if I say, Rena, let's unfollow Erica, that's being fucking mean. Look, I think using a Ouija board to start fights because you have no other talents to get yourself attention is more high school than unfollowing somebody, honestly.
Yeah. Kyle. Yeah, I just think that it's, like, funny that Rena, like, Rena can't be mad at Sutton doing 180s when that is like Rena's entire storyline this season. Literally going out to lunch and then yelling at Sutton at you know, homeless, not toothless, and then being like, it's just, I'm in a lot of pain. Lois died, and so did Queen Elizabeth. I'm in a lot of pain. R.I.P. Queen Elizabeth. All right, by the way, BG Dubs.
Thanks, Ben.
Sorry, I was like, this one's too big to wait to the end. I was like, I'm gonna sneak in this one. I was trying to sneak it in a light way.
Well, glad you got your deceased masturbation and your deceased-erbation in for the day.
Well, but I made it work because I tied it in with Lois. You made a Lois death joke first, so I just followed with the queen. How about that?
Hey, optics, everybody. Ronnie. Hey, optics, everybody. Ronnie. Optics.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to the vans, because now it's... By the way, also, Rena just literally blocked hundreds of people. So this conversation's hilarious.
The Mean Girls, I'm following people.
So then in the van with... one van is Sutton, Garcelle, and Cherie, and they're going to pick up Erica, because they're like the snowmobile car.
Right.
So Garcelle's like, well, last night was a lot. And Sutton says, yeah, well, I'm not here to cry. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to enjoy the snow and learn how to snowmobile. Okay? I think this is a good exercise for me, being with Erica. Okay? And Garcelle's like, because we are picking up Erica. And she's like, we are picking up Erica. It's a good exercise for us.
We must challenge ourselves to be on a snowmobile with our non-friend. So Kyle's like, me and my back at Kyle's house, they're about to go out to go skiing. So of course Kyle has to do the thing that she always does now on vacations. Wake up poor Kathy, who is the only one who flew across the country for this. Waking up Kathy, who she knows likes to sleep late. Like, it's been documented. It's been declared. She likes to sleep late. So Kyle walks into Kathy's dark room and goes, Kathy, are you awake? We're going to go skiing. Are you awake?
With a camera crew. Okay. in the bunk bedroom.
Every single time.
This shitty little bunk bedroom. I mean, Kyle's obviously just trying to break Kathy down, right? At this point, I think she's just trying to make Kathy lose her shit. So Kathy covers her head with the pillow, and then she's like, oh my God, what is this, 200 thread? Oh, Kyle, I don't want to go. I mean, what am I, oh, by the way, what am I supposed to do with my clothes? Because there are no hangers in here, Kyle. And she's like, there are, Kathy. There's these hangers.
Yeah, and she's like, she pulls out a bunch of little plastic hangers, and she's like, yeah, but there's not 1 inch for me to put one thing. She goes, look at these, Kathy. Look at these. It was like actually very close to a Mommy Dearest like redo, you know? And
more velvet hangers. Now that kid really was spoiled.
Yeah. And so she's like, but where do I put them? There's nowhere to put them. She's like, well, how much space do you need? She's like, you know, I'll tell you one thing. This is not a big house, Kathy. It's not a big house. And Kathy's just like sitting there in that shitty bunk bed and that pillow that was like brown and just like, why did I agree to come on here?
And she knows what Kyle's is trying to do, right? Like, Kyle's trying to make it seem like Kathy's such a snob. Look at Kathy wanting butter at dinner. Look at Kathy wanting to eat with a fork. Look at Kathy complaining about my small house because it's not a mansion. So Kathy goes, no, the house is great. I'm very comfortable. It's one step above being offered free teeth at a dinner party, but it's really very lovely. Very lovely. Most comfortable half an inch mattress I've ever slept on. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
No, I think it's great. I mean, I love a sort of modern lean-to kind of house, you know? So then Kyle mentions that Dorit went to a hotel last night at midnight. And then 1 hour ago, we see Kyle talking on the phone with Dorit in the hotel. And Dorit's like,
gee, Kyle, I had no choice. I felt so very uncomfortable. It was not that I was afraid of any robbers coming in. It just was entirely way too claustrophobic. I mean, the walls were basically touching both of my shoulders. I had to go somewhere with luxury. Sorry, Kyle.
Oh, and Diana's building. Very, very safe building. Panic attack room safe, Kyle. I heard the door jiggle, so I locked myself in the bathroom and I yelled, don't mess with Julie Fausta, burglar. And when I came out, there was a plate of eggs on the front of the TV and nothing was missing. Most polite burglars I've ever met, Kyle.
If your anxiety is about your robbery, why are you going to stay with the person who has the most stuff to steal? You just wanted to stay in a nicer fucking hotel room to read.
No one wants to steal anything out of that sad deer head duplex, okay?
No, she was staying at the rental house.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. She was.
Dorit was at the rental. Oh. So back with Kyle. Kyle's like, okay, Kathy, this is Storm. Do not let Storm out, okay? Because for some reason, Storm just keeps running and screaming, help! Help, please help! Just weird. So also, those shoes need to go in the trash.
Which, I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, no one said anything as nasty as that about Kyle's entire fashion line. And honestly, it applies
that's
more
to terrible. No kidding. Yeah. What's the woman making fun of the lady in slippers sells pajamas as clothing. Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay. This should be on brand for you. You should be like, wow, slippers at the airport. I'm going to start selling those with my glamorous caftans.
Yeah, Kyle has single-handedly spearheaded a new genre of clothing called trash leisure, okay? So I don't want to hear about those slippers.
The barrettes and the apparel, the accessories line are all like little curlers. You just like curl up.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of high, a lot of hellos, and now the skiers are going to go leave because Crystal and Dorit show up and everything. And so, meanwhile, back in the snowmobile van, which is still trundling along, Cherie is like, Sutton, I want to challenge you to look at it from a different point of view. Don't look at Erica as your non-friend. And Sutton goes, she's my non-friend. It's cool. She's my non-friend. Cool,
but she is. She's like, because I think if you go into it that way. And she's like, well, how would you go in, Cherie? And she's like, have fun. She's a non-factor. Be blessed. So Cherie has this thing called Instagram. You guys, I brushed with like some anti-whitening. Can you imagine? It's brown toothpaste.
Not on the same day that Queen Elizabeth died. Okay?
The optics of that's that. Not... so, so like an anti-staining whitening toothpaste. And it gives me this, like, I have to keep touching my lips just to make sure I'm not, like, schmegging out over here on the video. Okay, sorry, everybody. Sorry, Queen Elizabeth. Sorry, Lois, really.
Sorry, Camilla.
Sorry, teeth.
To be honest.
Sorry, teeth, in general. Anyway, Cherie has this thing called Instagram, and she was on it. I guess she moved into a new house, and she's showing her new house, and she's like, look at how blessed I am. Look at this. This is a blessing. You want to see the refrigerator? Blessing. Look at that blessing refrigerator. That is a blessing. I hate blessing people, too. I hate blessing people who hashtag everything blessed. Like, oh, my God, look how blessed I am. Look, I know you're supposedly thanking God for this, but that's some bullshit. You're basically saying, look how much God likes me more than you. Like, look how blessed I am, and then look around your fucking studio apartment, loser. That's what it feels like. Please stop hashtag things blessed saying how blessed you are all the time. Fuck off, unless you're sneezing. Okay, and no one says bless you, then that's when you go, well, I feel blessed.
I say, Cherie, less blessing, more interesting. Okay, because honestly, Cherie talking about non-factors is a little LOL. So now we see Erica's walking to the snowmobile van, and someone goes, there you have it, my non-friend walking to the our van, non-friend, motherfucker.
And Erica's so, like, hello, we're going snowmobile and that's dope. So then the song is really funny because it's, And I love that Trixie just came up with a song called Uh-Oh for this fucking episode.
It's definitely appropriate. So Dorit is... She's getting nervous going to the mountain because she's like, am I the only one who hasn't been on skis in 20 years? I mean, the last time I went on skis was when we went to Mount Killington and PK just went sliding down that mountain and he hadn't even put his skis on. He took out about 10 people rolling down that cliffside. Such a tragic day.
They used to call it the Bunny Hill. Well, there wasn't a bunny left on that hill. They've had to change the name to Killington.
I never saw PK more excited than when he went to the Bunny Hill. Of course, you thought it was a chocolate-covered Bunny Hill, so imagine his thrills
he slid and his down disappointment. Face first, his mouth open the entire time.
At the end, he said, where's my Cadbury cream egg? Didn't come to fruition.
So Diana shows up like she murdered Kermit for a goat. And she's just kind of struggling because she's Diana. And everyone's like, Diana! It's Diana! Diana!
Is that Diana? Is that Diana? Oh my God, everybody, it's Diana!
Diana, who is just such a nasty... turd the night before, she shows up and they just are kissing her ass and Diana's like, oh, you know, I took so much oxygen last night. She has that weird like guttural laugh that she does. She's like so I took some oxygen. I was like, whoa, it's really energized me. And Kyle's like, yeah, like the oxygen and the energy from last night, I got into bed and my mind is racing about how Sutton is such a mean girl. My mind just gets the oxygen. Just makes me think that. Sorry, did I just say that?
I mean, it's so hard, like, sitting there in bed, counting all the sheep you fucked over for no reason. And Diana's like, well, you know, I tried to be civilized for a while. And Rena's like, you're a saint. You are a saint in green weird fur that I don't really understand, but I'm going to get anyway. And Kyle's like, well, I thought you meant last night you were trying. And you weren't trying last night. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. So then, and the other, Kyle's like, Kyle's then laughing about how Erica and Sutton are going to be going snowmobiling together and how awkward that's going to be. And then we go to the other van and just no one's talking, just awkward. And Sutton's like, well, sure is quiet in here. A bunch of motherfuckers being silent.
And then we get to my favorite kind of person, the over enthusiastic worker. Okay, a Bravo staple. So they get to the snowmobile place, and the guy's like, hello, welcome to snowmobiling. I'm Jesse. I was like, did you take, like, a Rinnapill this morning, Jesse? Calm it down, sir.
Jesse Jesse is really excited. He's like, you guys ready for some tours? Awesome. Right over here. Go get into your awesome snowmobiles. We got some goats. How awesome is that? As an alpaca. Snow. Snow is awesome. Oh, my God. Now, who wants to get on this thing?
He really is. And Garcelle's like, you're so positive. So then Sutton goes over to talk to the animals, the goats and stuff. And she's like, animals, keep me calm. I'm like Jesus. They give me little lessons like, stay calm. Erica's not going to kill you. Okay? Stay calm. Okay, weirdo.
You're not going to die.
Yeah. So then the guy's like, okay, we're not going to do any head nods to turn. We're going to lean into it. Lean into it. We're snowmobiling. Ah, hello, goat. Hello, alpaca.
And then we get the traditional Real Housewives or just people on vacation on moving objects montage from Bravo. You know, usually it's a golf cart, but sometimes it's like a ATV, or in this case, it's a snowmobile. And it's a lot of woohoo, and it's almost never interesting. Literally the only time it was ever interesting was in Invite Only Cabo when they did this, and then a girl fell off of her bike and then was like, oh.
So they juxtapose them having like woohoo poor fun, and then we cut to Erica in the van, and she just goes, wow, so pretty. Like the drollest compliment of nature I've ever heard. And so then basically it's like funny games, funny games. So they get back on to go to a picnic table, which, you know, these always end at a picnic table destination.
Yeah, it's always a picnic table. And by the way, the skiers are also skiing. We're seeing like snowmobiling and skiing.
Yes. And so the ski people. Okay, so Diana's with Dorit, and they're like walking up to the ski people. And Diana's just walking like step, step, step. And Dorit's like, are you all right? You sound like PK going up a slanted driveway. She's like, oh, altitudes. Altitude. And Dorit's like, for PK, it's white bread. Always the white bread. How many diabetes do you have? PK's on number 36.
Oh, you know, I grew up skiing. I was self-taught. No instructors. My dad bought me a ski and said, there you go. Get down. Survival from top to bottom.
I love Diana's stories going from like coming from nothing to skiing every day when she was young.
Yes.
So then Maurizio, why am I calling him Maurizio? I think someone did that earlier this year and now it's stuck in my head. But Mo,
like, PK
shows
says
up.
That, I feel like.
What?
Yeah. I feel like, doesn't PK say, oh no, Dorit says, Maurizio.
Maurizio. So he shows up. He's like, what's up, ladies? What's up? And Dorit's like, hi, honey. They keep showing these shots of Dorit and Maurizio that are really not helping the rumors.
I feel like they're definitely trying to fan the flames of them. So Dorit's just talking about how, like, it's a little, she hasn't gone skiing in 20 years. It's a little scary. She's like, all I can think about is don't break a leg, which is what I said to Maurizio when he tried to go anyway. Lost the thread, guys. I'm sorry. I lost the thread.
I said it to Erica once before she went on stage. She got very upset.
Oh, she said she never was able to concentrate at that performance at ShopRite.
So they get in the gondola, and Dorit's like, oh my god, Kyle! This reminds me of the gondola in Honga Konga. Were you with me, Kyle, on that trip to Honga Konga?
And then we see a flashback of them in the gondola with Lisa Vanderpump, get it? And
Kyle's
now
like, oh,
it's
yeah,
like
I forgot
skiing.
That I pretended that I had a fear of heights for that many seasons. Wait, hold on, everybody. Okay, start this again. Oh, my God, I'm in a gondola. I'm afraid of heights.
It was very convenient that, like, she was not afraid of heights in Aspen, but afraid of heights in Hong Kong. It was very convenient. So now it's just, like, skiing. Dorit falls over. Crystal wants to beat everyone. And that's, you know, it's like skiing.
Also, how could you mention the Hong Kong trip and not show a clip of, you will know what I deal with at night. Do not ever mention my son again. Do not ever mention my son again.
Yeah. Or, were people doing cocaine in your bathroom, Dorit? So the snowmobilers are at their picnic table. And Jesse's like, all right, who here wants some hot drinks? We got hot chocolate, hot cider, hot tea, hot water, hot tea and water, which is pretty much just more tea, maybe a little lighter tea. What do you guys want? And they're like, how about some hot wine? He's like, you can't operate motor vehicles and drink. Come on now.
Really? That's actually a storyline this year. So you finally got one, Jesse. So there.
You should speak to the people of Beverly Hills.
Right. I know. PK's like, oh. Sorry to argue with this one, right?
Well, is there an exception if you were hanging out with Lionel Richie and John Legend early in the night?
Right. So then lunch at the ski place. Dorit takes forever to get there because she eats it. You know, you see Dorit eating it. And so Dorit gets there and she's like, I'm very proud of myself. And Rena's like, your form is amazing. So good. You were such a good form. I wanted to fill out my name, number, social security address. Wow, what a form. Perfect.
This was the biggest accomplishment for me since I learned how to use a magic bullet. Gee.
So then over at the snowmobile picnic table with no lunch, Erica's like, well, I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed it. It was dope. And so it's like, not going to lie, I got nervous because I'm trying to stay in my safety zone, okay? My safety zone. And Garcelle's like, yeah, last night was tough for you. I know we're not talking about broken limbs at this point, so let's just have it out with Erica.
Yeah, let's make this let's just transition from snowmobiles to our cat fights, okay?
So then,
now take it.
And now begins the part where Erica says a lot of words that mean nothing. I love when Erica does this. It cracks me up. So Sutton's like, yeah, last night, I mean, it really got to me. And Erica's like, well, listen, anything can get to anyone, especially in this group. Things get to people. She's like, yeah, but Diana was tough. Well, it got to her too last night. You know, sometimes people are tough and it gets to you. And sometimes you get to people who are tough and then toughness gets to you. You know, we were tired. She's like, but I didn't do anything last night. She's like, well, that's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Now just hear what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Do you ever make a sentence that actually says anything? What are you even talking about?
Yeah. And Son's like, well, you know what? She says I'm never real and never sincere, and I kind of don't care if she likes me or not at this point. And Garcelle's like, well, you don't have to care, and at least you're being honest about it. Hey, can someone call Kyle and tell her I was really behind the open and honest thing for once? Okay, great. So
well, Garcelle's what I'm saying is whatever got to her last night got to her, and last night it got to her, and then when it got to her, it was last night. You know what I'm saying?
No. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, what got to Diana last night?
What pain like was in Diana?
Outside of a hotel?
Yes, what got to Diana last night? So then Sutton says she's not going to apologize. And Erica's like, well, in your apologies. And don't yell at me. Do not yell at me, please. And she's like, I'm not. I'm not yelling. She goes, no, don't yell at me for what I'm about to say. Because let me set it very straight, because that's how I convince people that I'm intelligent, okay? Something is coming off as not authentic in these apologies, and someone can get some trouble for it and fight with people on Instagram. That's me, and I should not be fighting on Instagram. I'll say that right now.
It just goes boom, and Garcelle's nodding. She's like, yes, she does fight with people on Instagram. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like, yes, she does, and you also should not be fighting with my son, but we'll just move forward. So she's like, well, I hope that I can acknowledge that, well, that's what I've done. And I was fucking wrong in the moment. I was struck up in the moment, and that's how I felt. And I can't double talk it. And that was pure emotions coming right out of my mouth. It's like, okay, aren't we talking about Sutton and Diana, not your Instagram?
Could you please say where you've ever acknowledged something that you've done wrong? Because I would love to see that. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? So, well, except actually this season, to be fair, I do remember her being like, that was wrong how I talked to your kid. That was wrong. She did acknowledge that. But in general, especially on Instagram, when has Erica been like,
I acknowledge I was wrong. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
So Garcelle's like, well, Diana's going to be at dinner tonight. What are you going to do, son? And she's like, sit as far away from that motherfucker as possible, because I'd rather sit next to you, Erica. And Erica's like, huh, oh, wait, I think I'm laughing, but should I be laughing? And Sun's like, you know, I really like you. That's what's annoying. And Erica's like, well, I like you too, but we just have to work it out. You cut fitness.
Yeah. So they all agree that they'd probably like each other if they dropped the BA. We've been hearing this forever. You know, it doesn't work. Just doesn't work. Yeah. Guys.
And the editors are so shady. They just, because Garcelle's wearing like an all white, you know, like winter suit. And they just show her like getting up from the picnic table and just zoom in on her butt, which is all dirty. They just showed Garcelle's dirty butt. I was like, you guys are so shady.
So then back.
Kyle authorized that shot.
Right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So back at their hotels and homes or whatever, Dorit is on the phone with Jagger. And she's like, Dorit, I mean, Jiga, guess what mommy did? You're never going to believe it.
Did you wear clothes without words on them?
No, that'd be disgusting, you little monster. No more iPad for you.
Is it nighttime over there? Because it's nighttime over here. Because Daddy put up the black curtains and said we had black mold. No, you're just going to get a performance from Boy George.
Spoiler alert, babe. Spoiler alert. Right?
Babe, we were just about to do the reveal, God, babe.
Boy's about to come out here with a little bowl of mac and cheese and you've ruined it.
So over over at the Aspen house, the Aspen house, they're all getting ready, and Cherie, first of all, Cherie looks like Teresa Giudice in this shot. I don't know what was going on. Teresa Giudice, who will be on Dancing with the Stars this season, by the way, that was announced this morning too. Not all bad news coming from me, Ronnie. Okay. Not everything is like RIP Queen Elizabeth. So some of it is like RIP the form of dancing, RIP ballroom dancing,
RIP any art that was once associated with any kind of dancing.
R.I.P. the concept of stars is in Dancing with the Stars. Just kidding. So, anyway.
I think so Cherie looks like she's about to start singing show tunes in a retirement home. She's wearing like one of those glitter berets. She's like, all right, kids, here it is. Somewhere. Oh, and Sutton is wearing like a. It looks like, yeah, like a Dancing with the Stars while we're there. It looks
like a little bit like a figure skating top, right? Yeah. Like you can see a little bit of her boobs, but there's like mesh, you know, or sheer. And Sun's like, I still have sock marks around my ankles. I still have sock marks. And Cherie's like, oh, it looks like you've got little blessed wrinkly ankles. And she's like, I don't have wrinkly ankles. Why would you say that? Would you say I've got wrinkly ankles?
Motherfucker.
So then Dorit's like, oh,
Diana, Sue, Gucci's Diana!
Diana's in like some fluorescent orange blazer. I don't understand.
Diana decided to show up to dinner looking like Crystal Bernard. She's like, you know, one of my favorite muses from the 90s, Crystal Bernard.
So then Garcelle and Crystal are talking in Crystal's bathroom, she's doing a cheers. And Garcelle's like, well, first of all, I'm out of breath. This elevation is killing me. And she's like, speaking of things that probably shouldn't be elevated, how about Erica? And Garcelle's like, well, we can talk about it. I mean, you know, I did the show yesterday, so I can talk about it. I mean, I don't know how she's going to take that. And Crystal's like, well, you know, there can be two sides. People don't have to agree on everything. You know, just call a spade, and that's it. But, you know, it's when people want to change their sides to get along, that's when there's a problem.
Optics, if you will.
Optics. There it is.
So, yeah, I keep going because I got lost where you were.
Oh, so Mauricio announces that I'm coming to dinner with you guys. Hold on. Let me take a shower.
No, not here, Mauricio. Go upstairs.
It's like, oh, okay. But, you know, I haven't had a shirtless scene in.
Go upstairs, please.
So then Erica and Kyle are talking about how Erica actually had a nice day today. She's shocked. Mm. And Kyle's like, well, you know, is there any chance that you and Sutton can make up for a while, even if it's just for a short time? Because, like, the fights are only fun if you're friends and then you fight. Like, it's hard to start fights when people, you know, are already fighting.
Yeah, it's, like, really hard for me to like make you mad at Sutton if you're already mad at her. So I need you guys to be better. So that way I can be like, hey, Sutton, do you want to say that thing you told me privately to Erica now?
Yeah.
You know, it works better that way.
And Erica's like, I said things about things. I said stuff about stuff. And I can take it. I'm going to take it. And if I can't take it, I'm not going to take it.
If there's stairs going up, there's stairs coming down. You know what I mean? Yang, yang.
Not really. So then we go back to Garcelle and Crystal. And Garcelle's like, you know, when I FaceTime you, when I was at the reel, the whole earring thing, that story, I mean, it's everywhere. And she's saying that, like, you know, and Crystal was like, well, what were the other women saying on the show? And she's like, well, the other women were like, if you can help the victims, why wouldn't you give the earrings back? You know, and, you know, and Garcelle says, you know, me being on a nationally syndicated, now canceled talk show, it might ruffle Erica's feathers, me talking about this just a little bit.
Yeah, and Crystal's like, well, those are ill-gotten gains. You know, I even felt bad about spending money to redecorate the basement because really that money was made off of Simba's father being killed, you know? But I did it. I got past it and I did it. So Garcelle's like, yeah. Is she wearing the earrings? Because I can't stop staring at her ear.
Yeah. So now they're all in the vans, and Rinna's like, I love it here. I miss it. I want to come back here more often. And Kyle's like, well, let's get a place for you, which I'm like, okay. Just another sly agency moment right there, okay? Like, which is important to note later on with what happens with Kathy. Kyle being like, let's get a place for you, okay? Like, enough pushing the agency and its agenda. We've had it, Kyle, okay?
And Erica goes, oh, yeah, I'm not opposed to that. The banks are, Erica, okay? The banks are. So sorry. No house in Aspen for you.
If Erica is, like, and then how is she going to fund an Aspen house? It better not be by selling those earrings because... You know, like if I'm getting myself into such a tizzy, I just realized I start to go down a path. Like if she sells those earrings to buy a house in Aspen, but doesn't give them back to the victims, I'm like, wait, why am I making such a like theoretical argument? I'm just like wanting to be angry right now. So anyway, meanwhile, the other van, they're all hopping in and, Sutton's like struggling to get up into the van. She's sort of like stuck in this like pose because she's afraid she's gonna fall off because there's ice. And by the way, I have to apologize that I asserted that black ice is only ice at night. You know, last week I made this very bold proclamation. I almost like died on that hill. I was like, no, guys. It was actually, I was regretting even opening my mouth about it. I was like, why am I making a stance about black ice? I just was so anti-Kyle at that moment when she called the ice on her doorstep black ice. I felt like she was trying to elevate her ice into something more dangerous than it was, to be honest. And I felt like, honestly, like black ice to me is just dangerous ice on a highway, not ice on Kyle's flagstones. But the truth is, apparently, black ice is any ice that you can't see. So I apologize, and I've heard everyone who has reached out to me about black ice. I've heard you all, and I am now educated. Thank you.
Then fixes the optics of black ice. Someone actually did get mad at you. It was hilarious. Some girl came on Instagram. She's like, I just had to come here and say, for you trying to come for Kyle when you were wrong the entire time about black eyes. I was like, oh, good one. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you saved up.
It was a humbling lesson. It was a humbling lesson not to go out, you She's know, really like be pissed. Educated before you make a, you know, you can't just see things on the internet. Okay. You can't just like say black ice is only at night. Okay. It was funny. Humbling. She was pissed, but she was right. She was right, Ronnie.
It was okay? Righteous anger. So, yeah.
By the way, you know what's a really good use of black ice, Ronnie? Putting it in your iced coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Make black coffee ice. Yeah, black coffee ice is the most recommended way to chill your coffee. So, Campo de Fiore in a weird font that I can't really explain because this is an Italian restaurant, but they came out in that. Like kind of typical Mexican restaurant logo font, you know, like that place in LA that used to be called Loteria. It was that.
Yeah,
font.
That place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was almost like 90s or early 2000s whimsical. Like it's not cursive, but it reads cursive. It's like not Wingdings, but it reads Wingdings.
It reads not Comic Wingdings,
Sans, but it reads Comic Sans.
It's readable Wingdings.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a restaurant that is due for a graphic design overhaul, and they don't know. They don't know this yet, but they will.
Yeah. I mean, Vail would know. So
I wonder if it's the same place that they went to on Orange County where they got into a fight, where Noella was like, "Well, Heather, Tess slammed some guy up against the wall." Do not say that about me here at this restaurant with beautiful font.
So let's see. Erica's like, "Hey, has this restaurant been here a while?" No, Erica. You know, the stained awning with Wingding font is brand new, okay?
Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I used to eat here with Tom, and I used to say restaurants for eating, but eating is not always for restaurants. Am I right, Tom?
We'll look forward to finding your Yelp review in the archives.
So the first thing Kyle does is order a margarita on the rocks. And that's also important to point out for a later conversation. So Doreen.
And it's also important to point out, by the way, like, you know, it feels like Rinna's kind of, she's going through it right now. She's blocked anything associated with Bravo. I don't know. She's been just spiraling on social media. I believe it or not, I actually feel bad for this woman because I feel like she does not even, like, she's unraveling. Like, reality TV has broken her, broken Lisa Rinna. And I feel like we see the first crack right here because Kyle orders a margarita and then Rinna does not say, "You know what? I'll have that too. I'll have that too." She says, "I'll have a Belvedere with soda with lime." I was like, oh, someone needs to check on her. She just had an independent drink order. Like, something is not right. And you guys are being inattentive friends to her mental state right now.
Right. Oh, she didn't even order caucus out.
Caucus out.
Caucus. So Rena's like, "Oh my God, guys, did you have fun today? We had fun." "Didn't we have fun?" "We had so much fun. Guys, we had so much fun. Did you have fun?" "We did." Wasn't it fun?
Diana's like, "You know, I don't get anxiety anywhere but Los Angeles." Well, you better not blame anything on, like, last time I checked, you were staying at a hotel and you're afraid of dust in stores. So I don't know. Sounds like that anxiety may follow you a little bit more than you realize.
So, gotcha.
The sentence like, "Look, I'm showing my boobs. Look, everybody. You always tell me to. You always make fun of me." And Erica's like, "I'm proud of you. Good for you, honey." And Kathy's like, "Oh, you can do that because you have little girl boobs. Like Paris and Nikki. You know, and if they were big, it would look vulgar. But since they're like mosquito bites, it just looks like, why not put Band-Aids on them? You know?"
"You know, I mean, you get any larger than that, you just start looking like Precious, you know? Yeah. But you know I love you."
You start looking like Precious. Kathy is also wearing a weird barrette today. She's like got like a misplaced barrette just kind of in her hair. She really is going for bag lady. And once I kind of figured out later that she's just trying to fuck with Kyle, it made it so much better. So
she's giving a lot of like what's her like Brenda Fricker in Home Alone 2, you know?
So Sutton's like, "Well, wait, does this look vulgar?" "No, no. I said, if you had boobs, it would look vulgar, but you don't, so it doesn't." I'm like, "What are you going to get mad at? Pot holder, like elbow skin pot holders if you don't have elbows? You know what I mean?"
"I really don't." I don't know what you mean. And I talked to goats today and they made more sense than you do right now. Okay.
"Well, listen, that's just what they always say about potholders is that one day you're going to have one day you're not, and someday the potholder, like the rhythm, is going to get you, okay? That makes sense, right, everyone?"
"Who's helping who? The potholder or the holder of the pot? Pots need to be held, too."
"You know what? I looked down. I was there holding the pot, and I looked down, and there was only one set of footprints. No footprints for the pot. And guess what? Because I was holding the pot with my pot holders." I guess I'm God.
So then they're all ordering, and we just get shot to the table as they order. And Kyle is one of those people who goes to a restaurant with a group of friends and talks like this for a secret. She puts, like, jazz fingers up, and she's like, "Oh, my God. Let me tell you something."
And she sees Diana, you know, she's, of course, Kyle, her eyes are like wide, big giant saucers. Okay. And she's just staring at all this, like all of Diana's wealth. And she's like, "Are you wearing Balenciaga? Are you mentally? Is that Balenciaga? Is that? Do you have that? Because I just need to write it down for like what I need to order for tomorrow. I need to ask Mauricio to postmate this to me. So then it turns out it's Thierry Mugler or Mugler. Or I don't know.
Mugler,
so Kathy is like Mugler.
I don't know. I'm too poor to pronounce it properly.
Dom just told me. I was like, "What's that?" Dom's like, "Thierry Mugler." I was like, "Oh, okay." So then Kathy, I was like, "I have no idea." And I'm trying. Please don't look to me for authority on fashion.
To me, it sounds like a search engine for only rich people. Like, I don't know. So
I don't care. Like, Thierry Mugler may be a fancy designer, but as far as I can tell, Thierry Mugler sounds like someone who's helping out with a bake sale. Oh, is Thierry Mugler going to be here?
Carrie
Mugler. She said she's bringing boxes.
Oh, gosh. Do we have a runner-up prize for Thierry Mugler? Because she's not going to be happy if she leaves this bake sale with nothing. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what? Terry said she was going to be bringing some tablecloths, and I don't see any tablecloths. And the thing is, we're going to sell fewer brownies unless Terry gets that tablecloth here. So can someone call Terry Mugler?
And Kathy's like, oh, Terry Mugler, do you know how many Terry Muglers I have in storage at the Waldorf? Oh, gosh.
And Erica's like, oh, why don't you let us go through that one day, Kathy?
So see, Kathy is not pretending that she's one with the people. She's reminding everyone that she's still rich. She just doesn't want to show it off in this poor neighborhood.
Her storage. It's not public storage. It's not a garage. It's the Waldorf Astoria. And she goes, you know, the good thing is they didn't knock the hotel down. So I'm sure there's still stuff in there. So basically the Waldorf, she's talking about, I guess the one in New York, that one closed. It is no longer a hotel. And she is so rich that she didn't even bother getting her clothes out of the store. So her clothes are just in a building that has a full different use now, like a different code. Like people have to go in and just in there. She doesn't even know if her Terry Muglers are there anymore. And she barely even cares.
You know, the new office building or whatever is there. Like all the cleaning staff is walking around like, Mugler, Mugler.
I got that. Everyone's in designer clothes. You see this one? Jill and Allie. So, they ran out of the Terry Muglers, didn't they?
So she's like, I had the best stuff in there, McQueen. And Erica's like, listen, I have a python coat. It's made out of pythons.
It looks like my pussy, in fact, because my pussy is a python. She goes, I bought it like 15 years ago. I never got to, look at this. This clutch, $1,800. Okay, you know, the best part about moving is that you find all this stuff that you forgot that you even had. Isn't it funny just having so many luxury goods, just money, just hanging around? God, what could one do with that?
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, Erica's so used to having everything that she's not really getting that this is not the time to be talking about having expensive bags or how much money you spent. This is not a good look. Not a good look. And she's like,
oh, yeah, well, I had a red crocodile and gerbil leather with whip stitching. I could pop that out right now. Baby hamsters sewn together.
They're like, gross. Gross. Mermaid sounds tails. Like a disgusting purse, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah. Just stop talking about the things that you have. So Garcelle is so sly. She's so, Erica, so what did those $750,000 earrings look like, by the way?
She goes, oh, $750,000? No, they were $1.3 million. Yeah.
And Garcelle's like, each one. I mean, Garcelle should have just like had one of those, like a microphone and a flower on her, like on her lapel. Be like, can you speak closer to my chest, please? It felt like she's doing an undercover sting.
And you don't even have to be undercover with Erica. She just puts it all out there. The lawyers are just sitting there, like, taking notes, you know, little calculators. So Erica's like, well, I don't know the total value, but I'll show you one tomorrow. I'll show them to you tomorrow. I've got them. And she's like, you have them? She goes, of course. Of course I've got them.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy that she has them and crazy she brought them. So she's like, well, do you want to give them away? And she's like, I mean, if they are deemed not mine, then that's the truth. Then sure. She goes, but don't you think you should give them up anyway? I mean, doesn't Erica Jane just want to give them up? And she's like, no, hold on. Erica Jane wants to do what is right under the letter of the law. And if a judge says that you should, then I will. But until then, I will not do that. I am following the letter of the law. And you know that.
because I'm pronouncing every T letter of the law.
Yes, Erica gets really mad, so she sits up really straight and starts enunciating like that. So Garcelle's like, but why do you need a judge? She goes,
because it is a legal fight, Garcelle. Am I the one that represented them? Am I the one that signed those checks? No, I am not.
She's like, no, but what do you care? I mean, you have something that maybe can help the victim. She goes,
listen, this is a property fight.
Well, how do you separate? Like, I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, why wouldn't you just go, fuck it, let's pay the victims? I mean, I'm not saying, hey, you're guilty. I'm saying, it's saying, you have compassion and you have a horror. And she goes,
are they stolen?
She's like, well, I don't know. I mean, kind of looks like it based on the fact that they say property of victims on them, but you know, I don't know.
And she's like, well, I'm not fucking guilty, and how dare you say that shit about me?
And we go to Dawn, and Rinna's just Rinna's goes, like, oh. And Kyle's like, jazz hand mouth. Jazz hand mouth. So then Rinna's like, oh no, Erica's like,
you know, I fight for my life here. I fight like a fucking devil, and you know what? It's my life.
And Garcelle's like, but do you don't care if they're stolen?
And she's like, yes.
But why do you care?
Because there needs to be, I'm losing it. I'm losing it here. There needs to be justice under the law. And guess what? If I'm a liar, it will be proven I'm a liar.
Garcelle's like, don't love that logic. Also, don't love that you're saying that you're fighting like the devil. It's not a good way to give an angelic image. So she's basically like, well, I mean, after hearing what she thinks about the earrings, I don't want to give her the heads up about what I talked about on the real. I really don't.
So she's like, got it. I'm good. So then the food is delivered and we get a shot of Marit and Marit.
Oh my God, what a cute couple.
Marit.
And people are going to call them Moritos online. That's cute.
That's so cute. Guys, good one, Ronnie.
Yeah. That's cute.
The food arrives. And by the way, before we get to them, I was just very sad that we did not get the customary shot of Kyle staring at pasta, just wishing she could eat it all. Like, you know, we'll always remember the giant wheel of Parmesan arriving at her table with the pasta being made inside.
Yeah,
I know. But like, you know, she was like, I'm going to have a few bites and then that's it. But you just know she wants. You know she was staring at that pasta, just like.
Listen, that's the one thing I get about no Kyle. Cameras. Like there, I don't really feel a lot for Kyle, but when we saw that wheel of Parmesan scene and Kyle just couldn't
relatable.
Stop obsessing. Yeah, I related. I was like, wow, it's not only great pasta, it's great Kyle optics. Delicious, Kyle. So Garcelle, let's see. So Marit is talking, and Dorit's like, is that sausage? And he's like, oh yeah, is that chicken sausage you asked for? She's like, I didn't ask for chicken sausage, you little hoobly goobly doodly doo. Oh, bougie bougie boo boo. He's like, want some sausage? You want some? It's sausage, Marit. He's like chewing it into her mouth.
Yeah, it's like laughy and flirty. And then we go over to Kyle, and she's like, Diana, do you want to see the handbag my sister brought tonight? You want to see it? And Kathy basically has some sort of like, it almost looks like a scarf. It's like a bindle. It's like a hobo's bindle. And she just has it. And her stuff is in there. And Kyle's like, just pointing at it, like mocking it, you know. And Kathy's like, well, I have nicer bags, but I just didn't want to bring them to this shithole that you call a ski resort, Kyle.
Kyle's like, let's not get it twisted. That's not a purse. This is a shopping bag from a store, okay? Aspen is a chic place, okay? There's no way she got dressed and thought, oh, let me just throw this bag on purpose. And Kyle's like, please make her change that bag. It's hideous. And Kathy's like, you can use it as a halter top. I mean, it works for a lot of different things.
She's like, it's a beach bag. I mean, like, it's a beach bag. And Sun goes, well, that would make a cute bathing suit. And Kyle goes, truly? Kyle's trying so hard to get everyone to pile on about this bag, but no one's really committing to it except for Kyle.
So when they get back, they go to the rental house because it's a gorgeous. So they go to the house and they're getting out of the van and there's no snow on the driveway.
Or black eyes, if you will, not to pour any salt on the wounds.
And Erica's like, hey, when it's like this, does this mean that the driveway is heated? And Crystal's like, oh, yeah, this is some rich people shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's some, we like to call it scar level shit. So Kathy is like, oh, this is gorgeous. You guys, holy smoke show. Look at this house. This is beautiful. So Kyle, is this your actual house? And the other one was like your prank house. The one you're like, you pretend you live in, but this is the one you actually live in.
So Erica's making a drink for Diana at the bar, or trying to, because she's like, what do you want, Diana? She's like, well, I can't tell you. What do you want, Diana? Well, it's just that. Diana, what the fuck do you want? She's like, well, it's just that I wanted pomegranate, but they don't have that here, so whatever.
You know, give me Bosnian cocktail of, I don't know, sad tears and snow melt, please.
So they're all sort of like, some of them are getting into like loungewear, you know. Erica's really mad at Rinna because Rinna got into one of Garcelle's sort of pajama outfits. And Erica's like,
you took off your red Tom Ford for that shit.
It's like, you know what, Erica, some people enjoy a cozy after dinner outfit. So lay off, lady. So Rinna has, she has like some like gummies basically. And she's like handing them out, and Cherie's like, what's that blessed thing? It's pot.
Looks like a blueberry.
It's pot.
It's a blueberry, but it's pot. Just taste it. Okay, I'm gonna taste it. Tastes like weed, cause it's pot. How many times do I have to say it's pot, Cherie? Oh, it's blessed pot.
Okay, ladies, can I have your attention, please? Now, listen, I actually think every tequila is disgusting, but I like this tequila. Nikki invested in it. The person she married, I guess. I don't really know what I wrote in my notes, but they're invested. I'm an investor, and I'd love for you guys to taste it. And Erica's like covering her face, like, gross, gross.
Well, Kyle makes a noise, like, Kyle starts making noise almost as if, like, stop, Kathy.
She goes, like, she roared at her.
I feel like her noise was like, I couldn't tell if she was making fun of Kathy for being so clunky with her promo, or if she was kind of being like, oh, you can't talk about this right now. Like there was some rule that Kathy was violating, but either way, she was full on cock blocking Kathy's little awkward pitch. And by the way, this is on the heels of Rinna saying, this group is so hardcore and so dramatic. I think we just need to have a little fun. And so here's Kathy bringing out tequila, and now they're all rolling their eyes at her.
Yeah, they're rolling their eyes, and Kyle keeps interrupting her and laughing and, like, rolling back on the couch, you know, like as she does, like kicking her legs up in the air. She's, like, doing the splits, like, on the couch to the floor.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Kyle, we get it. And Erica's covering her face. And Rinna goes, quiet, guys. Kathy's talking.
She's like, okay, thank you, Lisa Rinna. Nikki is an investor. I'm an investor. This is called Casa del Sol.
And Rinna's like, oh, my God, here we go again. Here we go. Okay, lady who just had their second fucking lip party in 2 seasons.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Exactly. She's like, she's like, this is the same thing. It's like Kathy keeps talking about this. And we do see that Kathy has the same spiel, like, you know, like a month ago, you know, we see her saying, well, this is some Casa del Sol. This is some Casa del Sol. And it was rolled in a barrel for 90 days. So it's funny that she's like so blatant, but at the same time,
they're sitting in a house that Kyle's trying to sell through the agents.
The house.
And Rinna just had her second fucking lip thing of the whatever.
Yes. The house is an actual advertisement. It is an actual plug for the agency, which is plugged all the time in hats, in every vacation. Rinna's done two parties for the same lip gloss. Erica has done countless concerts. We've seen her like
plastic wigs,
avatar thing,
her plastic her wigs, hair, straw hair, whatever, like, she's got.
Everything, every single thing. Everyone gets to promote stuff. And now here was Kathy actually arguably being like very upfront about it. She says, I'm an investor in this and I think we should all have a tasting. Like, she wasn't trying to be sly, to be like, oh, I found this tequila that I like. She's like, although she does say,
you know, every tequila tastes like garbage, but this one's good. This is the one that's actually really good.
So she's like, I'd love to get everyone's opinion. I thought we could do it bottoms up. And Erica goes, nope. And Rena's like, no, no. And Erica goes,
last time I was on the tequila, I cursed out Garcelle's son, so I don't think that's good for me.
I mean, she could have said, I'll have a sip. Like, there's just so many ways they could have played along and let Kathy have this moment. I mean, Kathy doesn't really need a moment. She has so much money as it is. But, like, for crying out loud, let her shill the stupid tequila. I rarely am advocating for someone to be able to shill their products on these shows. But it's just given how much we have to endure everyone else's shilling at all times, that they can't even, like, spare a sip for Kathy.
Well, it's for just me, so it's just totally an obvious, obnoxious. It's just an obvious example of them all, like, planning to go for Kathy, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I don't really care. Like, I don't know Kathy. Like, go for her. You know, it's Housewives. But we've just been waiting this whole season to see what Kathy did. And like, what did Kathy do? So just seeing leading up to this is like, okay, well, so far. Tequila. Yeah. So then, Dorit and
Garcia. By the way, I was just going to also say, which also comes out in the previews for next week, I think that probably when Kathy said, like, every tequila tastes like shit, but this is, like, the good, this one actually tastes good, probably what fueled Kyle going, is because she is thinking about Kris Jenner and Kendall Jenner's tequila, and she's, in the back of her mind and Rinna's mind, they're thinking, like, oh, like, if Kris Jenner sees us co-signing this thought, she's going to be mad at us. So it's just, like, I feel like what is fueling this is just further, like, mean girl kissing ass to people
to Kris Jenner,
who they find are more important.
Oh, good. So then we cut to Dorcel. What is wrong with me? Dorit, Garcelle, and Diana talking, and Dorit's like, "What happened to Dina?" I'm like, "That's not how you whisper, Dorit." Okay. And Garcelle's like, "Erica brought up the 750,000, 1.3 million. I don't know the earrings, and she was very open about it. I even said to her, if it was up to me, I would have given the earrings back if it's going to help someone. You know, she just said she wants to go through the legal process." And Diana is telling us everyone's acting like only Erica can do something about this, but guess what? If you are so passionate about these victims, then put your money where your mouth is. Take out your earrings and donate. No, it's not about donating, you dumb dumb. It's about giving back shit that was bought with stolen money, okay? It's not like everybody's saying, oh, Erica, you should be more charitable with your money. They're saying, give back the stolen shit, Erica. Stupid, yeah. Diana.
No, if you care so much about the victims, then what you do is you open up a foundation and donate your own money to yourself and be the administrator and take a cut of the money you donated to yourself.
Exactly.
Back to yourself. That's what you really do.
Yes. So get a nice tax write-off from someone else's pain. I mean, are these people stupid? So then Garcelle's like, well, you know, she'll even come over and tell you anything. I mean, it was very surprising how open. Erica, come over here, Erica.
She's like, oh, wait, why am I coming over there?
She's like, because we're talking behind your back and we don't want to, so come over. And Diana goes, yeah, come over so they can call you bitch to your face.
So Garcelle's like, well, I was just saying how open you are that you want to go through the legal system about those blood earrings you have. And Erica's like, well, I have to. I'm not going to do anything that is not required of me under the law. And that includes vocal lessons, yes. Mm-hmm. So Diana gets both a tss, but also a Diana lick. It's like, it was like a quick little like yes, I back that.
And Crystal's like, so is there's not anything you want to do outside of the law, Erica? She goes,
absolutely not. People sued me. I have my response, and until the judge decides.
And Diana's like, here's the thing, justice is based on facts. And Crystal's like, yeah, I don't. Shut up, Diana. And Crystal's like, but. Don't you think that there's a story behind the law? There's like also like the human part. She goes, no, the law is precedent.
Doesn't make sense. And
Crystal goes, I don't think Erica knows, like, what precedent means, which makes it funnier.
So Crystal's like, I would give it up. And Erica's like, why? Because you could look good? I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, actually. If I'm being sued, I want to look good. That's a good thing to look good sometimes. So Garcelle's like, I mean, I would just feel compassion for the people. And Diana's like, I would just send them all cease and desist and it's over. So then Erica's like, why don't you think I have compassion, you fucking bitch? Because all those fucking term victims claim alleged victims. I don't know if they're even real humans. They're all just pieces of shit that learned how to talk. Why do you think I don't have compassion? And Garcelle's like, well, I don't think that you have the compassion because you don't want the compassion to seem like you're guilty. I'm not guilty. It's like, no, she wasn't saying you're guilty. She's saying you're afraid that if you show compassion, it's an admission of guilt.
Right, which is what she said last year. Garcelle's just taking this from what Erica said. Because last year she said, I can't say Tom did all this stuff and I feel bad because then I'm basically saying he's guilty, right? She said all this last year. So Garcelle's just like repeating this back. And Erica's like, well, I'm not guilty, and that's why I fight as hard as I do. And Crystal goes, well, it's about making people whole, that's all. Uts! And Erica makes a monster face. She's like, oh! And then we get another uts! And she's like, there's a place to make people whole. In a court of one, not in a court of public opinion! And she just turns into this, like, snarly-faced, slurry monster. I was cracking up. And the use of the uts in between every line was killing me.
That machine was going like on overboard. So Crystal was like, well, we're not talking about public opinion. He goes, yeah, you are. You're not letting the legal process play out. The legal process wherein people with a lot more money are more advantaged against nameless people from another country who actually literally have no money because the people with the money have actually already taken it from them.
The court of law found for the orphans and widows, and the court of law granted them hundreds of millions of dollars that your husband stole and used to buy you diamond earrings and a fake music career. None of this is alleged. This is true. This is all true stuff. This is not like we're not waiting for a decision on this, okay? The only thing is, did you know that this was happening? And in some cases, it's, did you help him do it? Like, did you know to the point that you helped him? Which last week or whatever, she was found that she did not personally help or whatever in one of the court cases. But it was also found that she had to surrender these earrings, you know, because the court found that this was purchased with stolen funds.
Yeah, we all know this is Tom. We all know it's Tom, but it's like, this shit that she has, like all this, you know, I was talking to my friend Neil this morning at breakfast of the Past Present podcast. You all should listen. And he made a really good point. Like, if there's like a mafia wife, you know, like what's her face? Carmela Soprano. If the feds bust the mafioso, it doesn't mean the mafia wife gets to still keep all that shit, you know? And everyone knows it's like the mafia wife. It's just the wife, you know? But like,
well, so Ponzi scheme guy, what's that guy's name? The Madoff guy. Ruth Madoff, I mean,
you don't get to keep the shit.
Yeah,
you just don't. And I don't care. There may be 100% sentimental value behind them. They may mean a lot to you. You don't get to. The freaking museums are still giving back stuff. Just this week, I think it was I forget which museum it was, had to give back an antiquity. Okay, shit has to go back to the places it belongs. So there, I've compared Erica to a museum and returning antiquities.
So Erica's like, the low battles! And if you don't understand that, you're an amateur. Get out! Just because someone says you did something, you're going to throw your hands up and be like, oh my God, I did it, I feel so bad, and people think I'm terrible. Well, hold on a fucking minute. There's one side of the story, and you believe that just because someone says so? So thank God for Crystal, because most of them would have been like, okay, you're right, innocent until proven guilty. So Crystal instead is like, no one said so. It's how I feel, and I feel that way because I care about the victim. So let's get real, Erica. She goes, oh yeah, let's get real. You don't care about facts. What facts do you have? She's like, that there are dead people that money was stolen from. And then Erica goes, oh, really? Really? Are there?
Yeah. She goes, have you? She goes, and then she goes, those are facts. She goes, no, it's not. She goes, back it up. Back it up. And Chris goes, you're telling me that there are victims that are not paid from their class action suit. And she doesn't get to finish the sentence. And Erica goes, have you proven that? And
she goes, Erica, proven it? Cite it.
And Erica tells us, I understand that these people have passed away, and I feel terrible about that.
We need to find out what did or did not happen to their settlement money, okay? But that is a different fight. That is a different fight. We have to find out what happened to those, to that. Let me put on these earrings for a second. We have to find out what happened to that money. I don't know where that money could possibly be. Hold on. Let me adjust my $1.3 million earring. Now, where is that money?
You fucking spent it. It is the same fight. So Erica's like, all right, well, everybody calm down because it's a civil lawsuit. It's not a criminal lawsuit. So it's not a matter of guilty or not guilty. It's a matter of did you spend stolen fucking money, Erica? That's what this fight is about. Did Tom spend stolen money to give to you? And the answer is yes, in every case. No one's even arguing that. They're just trying to figure out how much.
Yeah. God. And Rena's like, I brought out the
gummies too late. I brought them out too late. Ah!
So Erica's like, I'm not saying I don't feel for the potential victims, although we all know they're just playing the victim card, am I right? Potential. I mean, I know they're literal victims.
Potential victims. Also, Lisa is such a mom who's doing, like, who found weed, you know, too late. She's just like, they're bumming my high, man. They're bumming my high. It's like, okay, mom. So, yeah, she says that they're just potential victims. And Garcelle's like, potential victims? Can I get a... Thank you. It was a little late, but thank you.
I won't lick my lips for that. No, I won't do that. And you only get a...
Erica just keeps going. She's like, yeah, because who knows if they're even true or not? Garcelle goes, okay. So for two decades, Erica was living this lavish lifestyle off the backs of these victims. So for her to feel like this is beyond me. And Erica's like, oh, God. And we're not talking about people you don't know. We are talking about someone right here in front of you. And that's me. And just because someone said something does not make it true.
And now Kyle is on the sofa just gasping because Kyle realizes this is her opportunity to say something so that at the reunion she can say, no, I don't blindly defend Erica. I will confront her. So now Kyle is like, oh, good. I can safely confront Erica because everyone's doing it and I won't get in trouble. So
Kyle has spent all this time trying to smooth everything over for Erica and make it look like, oh, poor Erica. Hey, Erica, we should shoot a scene where you're sobbing and there's mascara running down your face and talk about how you're the real victim with Tom and everything being mean to you in the marriage. And, you know, Erica's a good person. She just has this na-na-na. And Erica just, that mask is off, you know? And Kyle's like, yeah. What the fuck, dude? Like, you do this and you fuck over everybody who's been standing up for you. I mean, to be like the victim, who even knows if they're victims? We have no proof of that. And wow, that's...
Yeah, Erica's... Because the thing is this, when Erica is saying, we don't even know about the victims, yada, yada, yada. Like, Erica, when she's doing that, she is basically being a proxy Tom. And she doesn't have to be a proxy Tom. What she just has to do is be like, this is fucked up what happened. I'm really upset. And, you know, I want to do whatever I can to do it right. And in fact, Kyle kind of gets it right here. Kyle tells us, she says, if it were me in her shoes, I would just be making a statement about how I do care about the victims and please be patient with the process. Just like a simple thing like that. And it's crazy to me that Erica is like just incapable of even just a simple kind of like, hey, you know, it's messy. We're trying to work it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. For right now, I have them, but we'll see. We'll just see what happens. Like, it's just amazing that Erica chooses the, I am going to push back. I care only about me. I'm going to question whether or not the victims are even victims. It's like gross and just like sad that she can't do that pivot.
So Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, like, you just say something to help the victims. Like, I mean, point to Kathy's Trader Joe's bag, call her poor, like, remind people that Kim is a drunk. I mean, anything but this. And Crystal's like, well, I'm only thinking about the victims here. And Erica's like, I don't give a fuck about anybody else but me.
Not what you want to put on the record. Not what you want to put out there, Erica. And optics.
Kyle's like... And Sutton's like, their reactions are so cartoon horrified. And Erica's like, the question is, were they defrauded by Girardi Case? Not if they were defrauded by Erica. And guess what? I don't work at Girardi Case. I'm not a lawyer. I don't control that. I've never met these people. So that is the question. But you do own Pretty Mess. LLC that was 100% funded by Girardi Keys, was in the partnership with Girardi Keys, was on the payroll of Girardi Keys, and Girardi Keys paid $25 million to this partnership using money that was stolen. Lady.
And besides, it doesn't even matter about the Girardi Keys thing, whether or not she worked there. The question is whether or not the earrings that she has were bought with funds that were meant to go to other people. And it's as simple as that. And so it's not about like whether or not Erica is guilty of being part of a scheme. The question is whether or not Erica is holding on to money that belongs to other people. And that's all it is. And so
she just keeps going. And I love it because these ladies are really just asking simple questions that could be seen as trying to help Erica, because they keep asking her questions that any smart person would answer differently, but not Erica. So Erica just keeps digging. So Garcelle goes, so you're saying you don't believe there are victims? And Erica goes, well, that's the way we looked at and found out. And Carl goes, look, no one's saying you're involved, but I thought it was a given that the money was taken. And she goes, no, it's alleged.
So then Kyle, out of nowhere, Kyle's like, but in the meantime, let's have a little sensitivity towards the victims. Like, where did this come from, Kyle? Like, why Kyle's like crying and screaming. When did Kyle become the victim's advocate? Okay, if you want sensitivity towards the victims, please take off your fedora, okay?
Well, so the Erica, thing you should be concerned about is money.
And Garcelle's like, whatever. Like, she throws up her hands. And Kyle's like, look, I know you're in defense mode, but it can't just be about you. And Dorit's like, take a deep breath. It's like I told PK after he finished his third Edie's for breakfast. I said, take a breath, PK.
It was difficult, though, because he was on the bunny slope at the time. So Erica's like, I'm not taking a deep breath. Why am I catching the sins of somebody I divorced? And Dorit's like, you know, it's getting so hard to defend her. All I can really do is flick water at the screen. It's hard to defend her. She has to defend what comes out of her mouth.
Garcelle's like, but you have earrings, so if you have them, give it to them. She goes, oh, and then what's going to happen?
I've never been anything but upfront and honest.
It's open and honest.
Open and honest.
And Drew's like, honey, the headlines are saying that you're refusing to get back the earrings. She's like, but I offered. They were cataloged. Do you think I can get away with some shit? Well, I can't. By the way, I can show anybody the earrings, which is still in my purse if you want to see them, all right?
Yeah. And so Kyle's like, I don't believe you knew where the money came from that Tom used to buy them for you. My issue is that you're not going to the victims. They are not victims. And Kyle's like, people died. People fucking died. Kathy's like, oh, Kyle, no cursing, Kyle. No cursing, Kyle.
She's like, shut up, Kathy.
Knock it off.
It's like, people died and the families are left in the aftermath and you're not showing any compassion. And Erica's like, why am I showing compassion for people who are dogging me and accusing me of stuff I didn't know? Like, wow,
don't
so now
say
you're gonna
that, Erica.
So now she's Kyle. Actually coming for the victims. You can't make this shit up. I mean, wow.
And Kyle's like, don't say that, Erica. Don't say that because you're my friend and I can't defend that. And don't keep saying they're not victims because then I can't have compassion for them because then I can't go to People Magazine and say she's just having a tough time. You're ruining my interview opportunities.
And you can't just say that they're not your victims. And she's like, well, they're not my victims. She's like, don't say that, Erica. And she's like, oh my God, Kyle, why are you so hung up on this? And she's like, I'm trying to help you, Erica, because there's the Erica and you're the victim. And Erica's like, I'm not a victim. She goes, okay, I won't call you a victim. What do you want to call yourself? And she goes,
honey, I'm a wife that's been left in ruins.
I think that's...
It's a victim.
Victim. You know that for Kyle, Kyle's like, I built a career off of spinning my bad behavior into innocent shit. And to watch someone fail to do it is like watching a surgeon with like a hacksaw. This is just painful. This is just too painful for Kyle.
You know, it's like Kyle is kind of like the chick from Scandal, you know, like she knows how to do this and she's offering her services for free. And Erica's just shitting all over Kerry Washington. Yeah. I mean, that's what's happening.
So Rinna's like, we need to get her out of here right now. We need to get out. We need to get her out, okay? And Dorit's like, well, I was trying to, but, you know, apparently deep breaths are not enough.
Rinna's so, like the viral video of that
cat that's about to attack another cat. And then the big dog comes and, like, picks the cat up by the neck and just slowly drags it away. And the cat's like, what the animal? Renault's like, we gotta go. And even the music, even the editors were like, Erica's fucked because we didn't even get a tss. We got the dreaded brr. That was the sound cue. So Renault's like, there's a certain point you can't take back certain things. We've gotta go.
Too much open and honesty, one might say. So,
Erica grabs her mink stole. I'm sorry, Ben. Erica grabs her like mink stole thing, like from the 20s, you know, like a gangster ball from the 20s.
Already dressed like a femme fatale.
Yeah, she's like, that's it, we're going. I was like, you need a cigarette holder for this scene because this is,
I know,
perfection.
Take responsibility for shit I didn't do. I pray to God your shit doesn't end up like mine. Okay, all right, let's go. I'll stay and fight all night with these bitches.
I ain't caving to some shit because people think I should have feelings so I could stay here with these bitches all night. The fact issue and fuck you with that. What about the facts, you dumb
boop? Dumb fitnesses.
Son's like, well, I was really looking forward to a game of shuffleboard. Not happening, girl.
Wow.
It is like, it's just such a bad, bad look. And then we see the previews for next week.
Such a good monologue.
I'm not caving into some shit just because people think I should feel some way. Bullshit, Cordula. Take responsibility for shit.
I just like non-fact issuing. Fuck you all.
Fact issuing.
Non-fact issuing. Fuck you all. It was just like such a terrible mastery of like self-preservation, you know, like or a terrible lack of mastery. Like just, it was just terrible. And then to see that next, but the thing is this, despite everything that Erica's, like just Erica being terrible, the thing that I left being angriest about was the fucking tequila. I was so angry about the tequila, especially when we see the previews for next week. When essentially they're at a bar, and I think, does Kathy say they have her tequila? They don't have it, but Rinna leans in and is like, I'll have Kendall Jenner's tequila. It's like she goes out of her way to passive aggressively order Kendall Jenner's tequila.
Yeah.
And A, I was like, I can't believe this is the genesis of all these rumors we've been hearing. And second of all, I was like, what a nasty, rude move. I was like, fuck that.
But I'm going to get some Cassadel's soul as protest. Kathy isn't always ready to be full-time. You know what I mean? Because Kathy should have just said, oh, I heard that's good. Oh, do you guys have Vanderpump Rosé? That would be great. The original, before it was ripped off Rose. By this one. That would be great. I'd love some Vanderpump original Rosé. But, wow. So we'll see. It looks like we've got a few episodes left. Excited.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, what I mean, that's definitely gotten us all into a tizzy. God bless. God bless, Bravo.
God bless.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. Thanks for watching. And we'll catch you on our next episode.
Yeah, we've still got Real Girlfriends in Paris, episode 1 this week. We've got Southern Charm. Then we've got a Real Housewives of Potomac trailer breakdown, which will be a video on Patreon. Crap is on demand. Just like this one. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with like Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang, the incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell, Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.